Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. What a night of sports last night. Game 7, a thriller between the Panthers and the Oilers. Game 3 of the College World Series was awesome as well. We had both Florida and the Vols, so it was a good night. Last night, we'll try and make some more money. A ton of soccer today. We got 4 games going on in the Euros, including 2 going on currently. We'll give you some updates on that. We also got 2 games in the Copas tonight. Messi and Argentina in action. We will break that down. We also got a full slate of Major League Baseball. We'll dive into some best bets. And then it is a teed up Tuesday. We're out in Detroit this week, and Scottie Scheffler's not playing, so we might be able to hit an outright this week in golf. Looking forward to talking about that. And then Kate Constable will join us later on in the show for Model Making Money. We'll give out our favorite plays for the day as we wrap up the show over the next 30 minutes. Any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have, you can go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube/Odyssey Sports. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Glasses in session, and today we're kicking off the show on the Glasser guest line by checking in with my good friend Joe Malfa, who you can give a follow to on X at MalfaJ98. He's one of the voices of pro soccer in the U.S. for MLS, NWSL, USL, and the host of Inter Miami's weekly show on Apple TV. Joe, we've known each other for a good amount of years now. I know you love some soccer. This is your time of the year. We got the Copas, we got the Euros going on. Excited to get your thoughts on both of these. Let's start with the Euros because we do have 2 games going on. Let's start with the Copas because you are calling the Argentina game later tonight. I want to get your thoughts on Brazil, though, because we had a really shocking result last night with Costa Rica drawing with Brazil. They were one of the pre-tournament favorites coming in. What were your thoughts on just that game and Brazil's performance yesterday?
Shocked. I think that's the first word that has to get thrown out there is shocked. I mean, credit to Costa Rica and the Ticos for holding on all they can. That's all they did was hold on. If you watch that game, I mean, look, Brazil was frustrated. Brazil was doing all they could to try and get the job done. Sometimes when you're going up against a team like that that's playing 11 behind the ball, it feels like you're playing 23 behind the ball and you just can't get it through. My concern level with Brazil stems more back to what they did against the U.S. in that 1-1 tie in the friendly before a Copa, because that was a more open game and that's where Brazil should thrive, and they just didn't have that spark they usually do. I guess we'll get to this as we go along. They are still my pick to win the whole thing. Interestingly enough, it's a lot about growing into a tournament. Even think back to the World Cup in Qatar. People forget that Argentina lost 2-1 against Saudi Arabia in their first game and then went on to win the whole thing. So your first game is always going to be your worst, and for Brazil, it came in as a team that was just sitting everybody behind the ball. So shocking that it finished 0-0. Concerned, sort of. I was more concerned by how they tied against the U.S., but I still think they kick it into a higher gear. And I spoiler alert, they're still my pick to win the whole thing.
Do you think they win that group, Joe? Because certainly now you're getting a better price on them. Colombia was kind of a lot of people's dark horse heading into the tournament. They get 3 points in their first game. Brazil only gets the 1. They'll still have to play eventually down the road. But do you think Brazil would be a good play as of now, or do you think Colombia actually takes that group?
It's funny, when I sat down, like, just with some of my coworkers and again, calling some of these games, we refrain from any of the fun stuff when it comes to picks, when it comes to a tournament like this, but we still talk amongst ourselves and just kind of get a feel for whose mind's at where. And when I was going through it, I made my bracket, I actually had Colombia winning the group, but Brazil still winning the whole thing, interestingly enough, just because I felt that Brazil, I didn't see a tie against Costa Rica in the first game, but I still felt Brazil would kind of ease their way into the tournament. And those two teams will meet on the final day of group play in their group. And I think Colombia, they're hot right now. They got a 24 match, unbeaten run now after last night's win, going all the way back to 2022. They've won 9 straight. They're hot right now. I think they get through the group with 3 wins out of 3 games, and they top Brazil in the group. But the way it's going to work out, Copa doesn't scramble the bracket the way Euro does, where you have everybody kind of going every which way. It's just simply the first two from the USA Uruguay group meet the first two of the Colombia Brazil group. So I actually think Colombia wins against Brazil in the group stage and wins the group, but I still think Brazil gets through out of that side of the bracket into the final, winning it all. So I do think Colombia still wins the group, but I'm still thinking Brazil big picture.
Speaking of U.S. and Uruguay, they're in Group C, both expected to move to the knockout round. Both had wins in their first games, Joe. Not really that impressive. USA only 2-0 over Bolivia. Uruguay able to win 1-0. What do you make of both of those teams heading forward?
Yeah, going forward, I think the United States is in a position where, similar to Brazil, they have to grow into the tournament. There were still some moments they probably would have liked to have back in that game against Bolivia. Probably could have done more scoring wise. There were plenty of opportunities. Ricardo Pepi came in the second half and probably could have had 3 goals himself, ended up with nothing, and it finished 2-0. So encouraging signs from there, but I want to see, again, all I care about for the U.S. in this is, what do they do against Uruguay? What do they do in the quarterfinal? Because Bolivia is the lowest ranked team in the tournament. Great, you won. Then it's Panama, one of the other lower ranked teams in the tournament, who you play regularly. Let's see. It's Uruguay and the quarterfinal for me. That's important. And when it comes down to Uruguay and the United States, I still lean Uruguay's way in the group stage, just because, again, the group stage game is different than a knockout stage game. Tensions are different. You've got, obviously, the possibility of extra time and penalties in a knockout phase game. I like the way Uruguay is playing. They've been outstanding as of late. I think they present some matchup issues for the U.S., but I think when you get into a knockout phase, it maybe favors, it flips toward the U.S. a little bit more, where they could hold on, they could punch back on the counter. So if that side of the bracket is loaded and interesting. On the other side, it's just Argentina all alone, basically. You've got the 5 teams you'd consider the tournament favorites coming in. 4 are on one side, 1's on the other. So it's anybody's guess on that Group C, Group D side of things.
And you're gonna call Argentina's game tonight, so I know you've been preparing for them, obviously, in their match against Chile. Looking at their first game against Canada and then looking at Chile's first game, like, what are kind of you expecting maybe in tonight's game, a little preview?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a close game particularly. I had Chile's first game against Peru, and they were stagnant. Peru's not great, and both those teams, anybody who just kind of gets down in the weeds and knows South American soccer, they don't have a lot of young talent. They have a lot of aging talent. They haven't been great. And it was a very boring, dull 0-0 draw, Peru and Chile. Argentina, on the other hand, 2-0 against Canada. Probably could have been a 5-2 score would have been better, more fair, because they could have and should have scored more, Argentina. And they also could have given up a couple to Canada against this Chile team. I just think it's lights out. Then again, we thought that last night for Brazil and Costa Rica, but Costa Rica was going to come in and sit back. I don't think Chile is capable of doing that. And there's the revenge factor, too, because it's at MetLife Stadium tonight. And 8 years ago in the 2016 Copa America final in the Centenario edition, it was Chile who beat Argentina in the final that forced Messi into a brief international soccer retirement. And so it's the same venue, same teams. They'll be ready to go.
I like it. All right, let's talk some Euros now. Joe, while we were on air, Netherlands did just tie it up with Austria. So that game's 1-1. Why that's significant is if this result holds in that game and in France and Poland, then Netherlands would win the group. France would move on as well. And speaking of the French right now, they're the tournament favorites in the Euros. There's kind of 5 teams at this point that have separated themselves. It's the French, England, Germany, Spain, and Portugal. Of those 5 teams, of what you've seen so far, which one do you like the best?
I think I do exclude Portugal from that group. They're going to be there favorite-wise as far as the numbers. I just don't see it from them. I think they're a collection of individuals and not really a team. And Roberto Martinez, He has a history of struggling to coach those types of teams. He was the usher of Belgium's golden generation that produced nothing because it was the same thing, a great collection of talent that didn't work really as a team when he was the coach. I think Portugal's in that same boat. I see them as kind of the odd team out of that group. Germany has shown no weakness. Spain has shown no weakness. England has shown plenty of weakness, and there's plenty of reason for concern for them. I still think France, I don't know if it's still 0-0 over there right now, but I think France is still the team to beat. Okay, still 0-0, but they are, look, people have in their mind the way that World Cup final went, that it was 3-3 and it was crazy. That's not how France plays. They're going to stop you defensively. They haven't conceded a goal in this tournament. Mbappe is going to turn it up now after the broken nose. I still got France all the way.
All right, very good. We got two more games coming up later today. We got Slovenia against England. We got Denmark against Serbia. Anything that you like in either of those games today?
I like England to win 2-0. I don't think they're capable of scoring more than two. I don't think they'll concede. And Denmark, I like as well. That game could be more open if you're into like some of the lines that'll get you some more cash back. Look at the correct score. Correct score options. I would take Denmark at 2-1, 3-1, or 4-1. I think that game could open up and have some scoring, but I like England and Denmark to both win and get through that group.
All right, very good. He's Joe Malfa. Give him a follow on X at MalfaJ98, one of the voices of pro soccer in U.S. for MLS, NWSL, USL, and host of Inter Miami's weekly show on Apple TV, calling Argentina and Chile later on tonight. Joe, great catching up with you, man. Have a great call tonight. We'll catch up again soon.
Thank you. Come a long way since Glass of Joe, huh?
We sure have. We sure have. Joe Malfa joining us here on Send It In. Now it's time for a little Goals with Glasser as we talk about the games going on later today. We talk about that England-Slovenia game. We got Denmark-Serbia and then the Copa America games as well. England minus 300 to win today against Slovenia. Slovenia is plus 1050, and then the draw is plus 400. I'm riding with Joe. I like England to win 2-0 in this game at minus 120. England has only scored two goals in this tournament, and they have conceded no goals the entire tournament. This is just the way that they play, and it's the reason why a lot of people are frustrated with Gareth Southgate, because the strength of England's team is in their forwards, with their attackers, yet they play kind of this park the bus style, and they want to play these low scoring games, and that's just how they're going to play. I don't think Slovenia is going to have much success. I don't think they're going to score, but I think England's only going to make this like a 1-2-0 game. So I do like England to win 2-0, and I'd also look at the under 2.5 goals. I just don't see England getting three or more goals by themselves. So I'll take the under 2.5, England to win 2-0 at minus 120 as well. As for that Denmark-Serbia game, Joe likes Denmark to win 2-1, 3-1, 4-1. I just like the draw at plus 210. Denmark and Serbia kind of feels just like a tie to me. Denmark so far in their previous two games have tied up to this point. Just feels like we're headed for like a 1-1 kind of game. So I'll take the draw plus 210 in Denmark and Serbia. As for Copa America, we got Peru and Canada coming up later today, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Canada's plus 135, Peru's plus 220, and the draw is plus 210. I like Canada. I think they're the much better team than Peru. Joe was talking about it. He had their game against Chile the other night. Peru's just stagnant. They're not a very good team. While as Canada got Argentina in the first game, and certainly in the first game, you're not going to look your best, but Canada, I thought, did pretty well. They had some chances against Argentina. I thought they were pretty competitive against them as well. I think Canada wins today, so I'll take them at plus 135. And then in that Chile-Argentina game, obviously you're trying to find things to bet. I also like Argentina to win 2-0 at plus 100. I think that's a really good play. You do worry about Argentina maybe winning like a 3-1 game or something like that. I think Chile's going to have a tough time scoring, though, so I'll take that even money bet at Argentina to win, whether it's 2-0, 3-0. Basically, as long as Argentina wins and Chile gets shut out, then we are a winner. And I also like Messi anytime goal at plus 115. Anytime Messi plays, his anytime goal is going to get hammered, but I feel like this is a good game to bet that because I do think Argentina is going to generate a ton of chances. I think maybe we can get a penalty kick out of Messi as well. So plus 115, Messi anytime goal, I will take that as well. All right, let's talk some baseball. A little big league peach here on Send It In. Getting some questions from the chat. B Mills, How does PJ like the Orioles and Guardians to both score three or more runs today with the wind blowing out? B-Mills, I like it quite a bit. I love the over in this game, over 9, and I like both teams to score three or more. Cole Irvin's going for the Orioles today, who's had a really nice season, but I think he's starting to wear down just a touch. Logan Allen is going for Cleveland, a left-handed pitcher, and the Orioles are one of the best teams in baseball against left-handed pitching, third highest OPS. So I think with the wind blowing out, warm weather, two left-handed pitchers going against these lineups, I think we're in for some runs today. So I like the over 9, and I like both teams to score three or more runs as well. So I will take that. Kay Hilmer's going to White Sox Dodgers tonight. Any value in my White Sox, PJ? Kay Hilmer's, you know I loved him last night, man, with Crochet on the mound. How about the fact that the White Sox, when we gave it out on the show, were plus 110, and they closed at minus 105? Can you believe that the White Sox were minus 105 against the Dodgers last night, and they couldn't win? If the White Sox, were getting all that sharp money, and they still couldn't win with Garrett Crochet pitching great, I don't know how you can bet them today with Chris Flexen on the mound. I think this is going to be open season for the Dodgers. I'm taking them on the run line, -1.5 at -135. Kay Homers also wants to know, is the Cubs bullpen an auto bet with the lead at this point? Sure seems that way. I was on the Giants last night, down 4-2 in the 9th inning. They come back to walk it off 5-4. Not only do you have to worry about that Cubs bullpen, but Kyle Hendricks is on the mound tonight for the Cubs, which is never a good thing. Now, he did face the Giants last week and had his best start of the season. We'll see if he can do that again. Giants yesterday, at the time of our show, didn't announce a starter, and at the time of our show again today, have not announced a starter once again. So it's tough to get a read on what to do, but Kay Helmers, if you want to fade Kyle Hendricks and you want to blind fade that Cubs bullpen, certainly would understand. As for some other games on the slate, probably the game of the day, certainly the pitching matchup of the day, is going to be the Phillies and the Tigers, with maybe the two Cy Young winners in each league, Ranger Suarez going up against Tarik Skubal. As great as Skubal has been this year, I feel like when he goes up against premier lineups, he does tend to struggle. We know that Phillies lineup is as good as any in baseball. A lot of really good right-handed hitters in that lineup, right? You got Alec Boehm, you got Trey Turner, certainly. And even the lefties, I mean, they can hit some left-handed pitching as well. Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber. So I will go with the Phillies minus 120. I think we're getting a really discounted price. Ranger Suarez, not only is he so good, he's so consistent too. So I'll take the Phillies minus 120 to get the win today. Mariners and the Rays at the Trop. Seattle minus 125, Tampa plus 105. Luis Castillo going up against Zach Littell with a total of 7.5. Going to stay away in this game. This series feels like it's just going to be a bunch of one-run games, coin flip type games that could go either way. Last night, the Rays won 4-3. I could see tonight Seattle winning like a 4-3 game. Castillo's kind of been up and down this season. He's given up 5 earned runs in 2 of his last 3 starts, so I'm going to pass on that game tonight. Yankees-Mets, I like the over 8.5 in this game tonight, but I also like the Yankees on the run line in the first 5 at minus 105. Garrett Cole making a second start of the year, going up against David Peterson. Obviously, we got the Subway Series going on in New York. Garrett Cole was pretty good in his first start for the Orioles, but because he's working his way back from injury, they are going to have him on a pitch count. He's not going to be the Garrett Cole that we're accustomed to that won AL Cy Young last year. So I think we get some runs in this game. I think the Yankees get off to a hot start as well. Pirates at the Reds tonight. Reds minus 125, Pittsburgh plus 105. Mitch Keller against Hunter Green. Hunter Green in his career against Pittsburgh has been excellent. He's made 5 starts against the Buccos. ERA of 1.55, 42 strikeouts against the Pirates. So he's been awesome. I'm going to back the Reds today, minus 125. I'll take the under 8.5 in that game as well, as we just get a goal from Austria to go up 2-1 against Netherlands. So that could be a huge result. Red Sox minus 120 against the Blue Jays today. I'm going to take the over 9 in this game. Kevin Gausman against Brian Bello. If you look at a bunch of those Blue Jays hitters, some of them have great history against Bello. I will take that, and I'll bet the over 9 in that game tonight. I'll take the Braves at minus 140 over the Cardinals. Rockies in Houston tonight, I'm going to pass on that game. Marlins and the Royals, I'm going to bet the over 9.5 in this game tonight. Marlins, obviously one of the worst teams in baseball, and the Royals have Seth Lugo going tonight, who has a 10-2 record with a 2.42 ERA. going up against the Marlins offense, yet that total is sitting at 9.5. That over in Royals Marlins, one of my favorite bets of the day. Athletics and Angels, Tyler Anderson leads starting pitching in WAR this season. He's been awesome for the Angels. Getting a good price with him today on the money line, minus 125. I will take them again against the Athletics. Twins and D-backs, no play for me in that game tonight. And then the Nationals, a small favorite in San Diego tonight, do have the pitching advantage with Mackenzie Gore on the mound. I will take Washington at minus 115 against the Padres. All right, let's talk some golf. It is a Tee It Up Tuesday. We are out in Detroit this week for the Rocket Mortgage Classic. We're playing at Detroit Golf Club, Donald Ross Design, par 72, 7,370 yards. B Mills, unfortunately, Scottie Scheffler is not playing this week, so he can't bet him top five. However, because Scottie isn't playing this week, maybe we can actually hit a nice golf outright this week on the PGA Tour. Tom Kim, who was in that playoff with Scottie last week, is the favorite at 12-1. Followed by Cam Young, who shot that 59 at the Travelers. He is 14-1. Batia, Minwoo Lee, 20-1. Aaron Rye, Alex Noren, 20-1. Minwoo Lee is the first guy that I am looking at this week. The handicap for me for Detroit Golf Club is distance. This is only the sixth time that they are playing an event here. The five previous winners, four of those five shot at worst 23 under par. Four of the five winning scores at this tournament have been 23 under par or lower. So it's a birdie fest. You got to make birdies here. And a lot of the winners in the past have been bombers. Bryson DeChambeau, Cam Davis, Tony Finau's played well here in the past. So driving distance is huge on a course like this. I think it sets up really well for Minwoo, who's one of the best drivers on the PGA Tour, but he's also an excellent putter. So if I can get a guy this week that bombs it a mile and make putts, I think that is a good combination. Taylor Pendrith is another guy that fits that handicap to a tee. Kind of a poor man's Rory McIlroy. Poor man's Rory McIlroy. Bombs it off the tee and can make putts as well. Taylor Pendrith also is in great form, and he plays this golf course very well. Six of his last eight events, Taylor Pendrith has finished inside the top 30, and his last two times that he has played here, he's finished runner-up and 14th. So Minwoo Lee, 20-1. Taylor Pendrith at 28-1 as well. Keith Mitchell is another guy that I'm looking at this week at 33-1. So I mentioned I want a guy that hits it far this week. I want a guy that makes putts because it's going to be a birdie fest. But I also want a guy that's good approach player, good with their irons. Because this golf course is so wide open, because there are going to be a ton of birdies being made, I want guys that give themselves the best birdie opportunities. And Keith Mitchell, of everybody in this field, is the best combination of power and precision. He hits it as far as anybody, and he's also as dialed in with his irons as anybody in this field. So Keith Mitchell, 33-1, I will take him as well. Chris Kirk at 50-1 is another guy that I'm looking at. So I mentioned, usually at this course, you want to take the bombers. However, the smaller hitters, the shorter hitters, the plotters, guys that kind of matriculate their way around the golf course, have had success here in the past as well. And Chris Kirk is one of those guys. He's played here the last 4 years. He hasn't finished worse than 21st. Playing in pretty good form. I'll take Chris Kirk 50-1 to be in contention this week. And then my long shot of the week is going to be Alejandro Tosti at 100-1. He's been okay this year on the PGA Tour, but you know what? On a course where it tends to favor the long hitters, this dude hits it a mile. So I'll take a shot at Alejandro Tosti. Plus, he's from Argentina, and you know, they're pretty good at soccer, and Messi's playing, so maybe we can get those vibes heading into Detroit this week for Alejandro Tosti. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Talk with Kate Constable here on a Tuesday. Get her thoughts on what she likes this week. Before we do that, let's get the five-star plays from BetQL. Kate, what does the BetQL model like for today?
Hey, PJ. Yeah, five-star plays for today. Pirates and Reds over 8.5 runs. That's the only five-star play in terms of totals in Major League Baseball today. 16 runs between the two teams yesterday. I think we're going to see a ton more again today. So I'm with the model. I like the over 8.5.
All right, very nice. Kate, what about the best bets? What do you like for tonight?
Yeah, two best bets for me. I like Cardinals left fielder Brendan Donovan to have 2+ total bases, 7-game hit streak. So he's just been on fire lately. He's had 2+ total bases, or gone over this 1.5 total base mark in 4 straight games. He's going up against Ronaldo Lopez, who's on the mound for the Braves. I know he's great, but his numbers show maybe a little bit of negative regression coming. Donovan also has 11 doubles and 8 homers against right-handed pitchers this season. All 8 of his home runs, that is, against righties, and Lopez is a righty. So I like Donovan to go have 2+ total bases tonight. You get a little plus money on that as well.
All right, very good. Anything else, Kate, that you like in the MLB, whether it's a side or a total or anything in the WNBA tonight? I know we do have the one game.
Yes, we do in the WNBA. I love that game. Lynx +6. This has actually climbed up. It was 5.5 earlier today. It's up to 6 now. I would grab it at 6 if you still can. This is the Commissioner's Cup game tonight between the Lynx and the Liberty. Minnesota has been fantastic. They're 12-4 against the spread this season, one of the best covering teams in the league. They also have a top net rating, top defensive rating in the league, and are 3rd in offensive rating. Now, what New York does, they're kind of like the Celtics of the W. They shoot a ton of threes, lead the league in three-point attempts, but the Lynx perimeter defense is really good at limiting that type of damage. Can't say the same about the Liberty's defense. Their three-point defense ranks 8th, and that's out of 12 total teams. Remember, the W is a smaller league. So Liberty 8th in three-pointers allowed. And Minnesota leads the league in three-point percentage and just torched the Lynx or the Liberty earlier this year from beyond the arc and beat them 84-67. I don't think we're going to see that big of a winning margin tonight, but I do think the Lynx can hang in within this number, especially getting it up at +6 right now.
All right, I like it. Just the one game tonight, but good handicap for the Lynx +6 against the Liberty. And then, Kate, coming up tomorrow, it doesn't feel like really anybody's talking about this. The NFL draft, they just force-feed us down our throats. But the NBA draft, it feels like nobody is talking about it. But it starts tomorrow. Any bets that you've made? Anything you're considering betting as well?
PJ, this is like one of the funkiest drafts I feel like we've had in a while. Usually I have a ton of bets and I'm like locked into everything going on. There's no indication of what's going to happen. I mean, there's multiple players that could go number one. Teams are extremely tight-lipped. One long shot that I'm looking at is for Ron Holland to go in the top 5. He's 16-1 over at BetMGM right now. Played with the G League Ignite last year. Struggled at times. Turned the ball over a lot of times. But also had a terribly high usage rate. So that's kind of expected. He can be a good defender. Someone on offense that can bring a spark there as well. He's kind of dropped down a lot of draft boards, but again, like, these draft boards have been fluctuating so much that I think a long shot on Ron Holland, 16-1, to go in the top 5 might be worth just a little sprinkle.
He was one of the top high school prospects in the country, but like you said, he played for the G League, so people kind of forgot about him, and I think that's a good play. All it takes is one team, Kate, to take a shot on Ron Holland. Thanks again for filling in last week as well. You did a great job. I heard your WNBA plays were on fire as well. So hopefully hopefully we can keep that going tonight, Kate, with the Minnesota Lynx +6. Good luck on your bets, Kate. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-5 star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, it's time to wrap the show now. PJ's plays. France is on the board. They're up 1-0 on Poland. And then Austria, as I mentioned, up 2-1 on the Netherlands. So some tense times right now for the Dutch fans against Austria. As for going streaking, we're taking Vladimir Guerrero Jr. today against Brian Bello. Vladdy 7-17 in his career against Bello. He's on a 2-game hit streak, batting .286 this year. And I really like that over at Fenway tonight between the Blue Jays and the Red Sox. We'll take Vladdy to get a base hit for us tonight. My prop lock is going to be in that Tigers and Phillies game with Ranger Suarez against Tarik Skubal. Ranger is just so good. He's got the lowest ERA of any starter in baseball. Dude's just so consistent. He doesn't get roughed up. He doesn't have that start where he goes 2 1/3 and gives up 7 earned runs. It's been so good this year. I'll take him over 18.5 outs tonight, get a 6 1/3 innings pitch at +110. Dog of the day is going to be Canada, +120 against Peru. I think Canada's the much better team. I think this is a good price. I'll take Canada at +120. Shawnee Sharp, what about you, sir? What are you betting tonight?
Yeah, Peach, I'm going to the diamond. I'm going to take Matt Olson over 1.5 total bases at +115. I'm also going to sprinkle him to go yard tonight. He's batting .417 and slugging over 1,000 against Kyle Gibson in 24 at-bats. Gibson's given up a home run for his last 6 starts, and I love the lefty-righty matchup. So I think over bases for sure and sprinkle a little home run.
I love it. All right, my best bet is going to be in the Euros today, coming up in about an hour and a half, 3 p.m. Eastern time. We're taking England to win to nil, -120. That basically means as long as England wins and they shut out Slovenia, we're going to be a winner. I think England is like the perfect team to bet this in because of the way that they play, especially when they're going up against a side like Slovenia, who they're much more talented than. I think Slovenia is going to, they're not going to score tonight. I think England's going to get us at least a goal or two. So I like England to win to nil at -120. Once again, our best bets for today. Vladdy is going to be our guy and going streaking 7-for-17 in his career against Brian Bello. Ranger Suarez over 18.5 outs at +110. Canada +120 is going to be my dog of the day and give me England to win to nil at -120 against Slovenia. Thanks again to my guy Joe Malfa, Kate Constable for joining us on Send It In today. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Enjoy all the soccer. Let's win some money and we'll see you tomorrow for a wonderful Wednesday. And as always, if you missed any part of the show, go check it out on the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. See you guys tomorrow.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.